Now, let's talk about sunlight here, because I jog in the sun on purpose. And there was a really great post from Nicholas Holscher. I think that's how you say his name. He's administrator of the McCullough Foundation. And he posts about a new study that has just come out. Longer wavelengths in sunlight pass through the human body and have a systemic impact, which improves vision. See, so this is why when I jog, especially after interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz a few months ago, when I jog, I don't jog with sunglasses on. I'm making sure that the sunlight is getting to my eyes as intended. But anyway, this study says that sunlight penetrates the body, which improves mitochondrial function and vision. So 15 minutes is all it takes of fully clothed infrared sunlight exposure in this study was found to trigger systemic effects and measurable improvements in vision, even if your eyes are covered. Even if your eyes are covered. So here are the key findings. Now, just 15 minutes a day, okay, of sun exposure, not even naked, just being outdoors, okay. And I'm not sure about the duration of this, but we'll cover the study at naturalnews.com. So I'm not sure how long this took, you know, whether it was like 90 days or what. But over whatever period of time this is, the study subjects showed a 16% improvement in blue-yellow contrast sensitivity. So that's better discernment in vision. They had a 9% improvement in red-green contrast sensitivity. So it's actually, even if their eyes were closed, the infrared rays are getting to the retina and they are improving cell function in the retina. 7% improvement, even when their heads were wrapped in foil. Would you wrap your head in foil and go out in the sun? No, but I guess for the study, people did. Tin foil hat wearing people testing sunlight. Anyway, a 7% improvement, even if your head was wrapped in foil, which was necessary to prove a non-ocular systemic effect. In other words, that it doesn't just come through the eyes. In other words, they had their eyes wrapped in foil as well. That was done to block infrared, okay, just for the purpose of the study. So if you see somebody walking around with, you know, tin foil wrapped around their head, like, it's for science. Anyway, six layers of clothing were able to block visible light, but they were nearly transparent to infrared light. So the infrared light at 850 nanometers wavelength goes right through most clothes. Interesting, right? So full spectrum sunlight is critical for maintaining cellular health and sensory function. But as modern environments rely on artificial lighting that omits these beneficial wavelengths, we are depriving our bodies of essential biological signals. Yes, absolutely. This is why, of course, I've become an advocate of not just sunlight, but infrared lights. You know, I've done interviews with Jonathan Otto about this. We've partnered with an infrared light company where you can wake up, you know, you can wake up, turn on the light. It's powerful. And you can bathe yourself in infrared light all over your body. You could do it naked, or even according to the study, you don't have to be totally naked. And that's one thing. I mean, that helps to some extent. But the best help comes from sunlight. Yes, sunlight. But we've been told all these years that sunlight is toxic. It's going to cause cancer. Oh, my God. And you have to wear sunscreen, which is loaded with cancer-causing chemicals usually. All kinds of toxic fragrance chemicals. You have to block the sun or you'll die. No. You need a certain amount of sunlight. Now, obviously, you don't want to just lay out there and just burn, right? If you're not used to having sun, you know, ease into it. But when I'm out jogging, I'm not jogging naked, but I'm wearing shorts and nothing else. I mean, I'm just jogging, well, shorts and shoes, you know? I mean, I'm trying to expose as much as I can. So I'm shirtless and I'm exposing my legs and my face and my eyes and everything on purpose. And that's very, very healthy. Very healthy. Now, obviously, you don't want to look at the sun directly. I know that there are sun gazers. Those are people, but they only look at the sun just at either sunrise or sunset when the sun's rays are very, very weak. And there's a whole protocol about that. There are no sun gazers that just, you know, look at the sun at high noon and just burn their eyes out. There are no such people because you won't be able to gaze very long. So don't do that, obviously. There are people who gaze at the sun, like I said, when it's close to the horizon. That's a different, that's a whole different thing. But I'm talking about getting sunlight all over your body, bathing in sunlight whenever you can. And, you know, 15 minutes a day. So if you can do 15 minutes a day, take a walk. You know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day would be great. Take a walk. Get outside. Do something. And I say minimize clothing to the extent that you can when, you know, obviously weather dependent. But minimize clothing to allow as many rays to get through as you can. And I also personally, I like to jog at a time when the sun is at an angle, like let's say 10 a.m. or like 3 p.m. or maybe 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. or something like that. I don't want the sun directly overhead because then I'm not getting the side illumination from the sun. You know what I'm saying? I want the sun on my side or on my front or on my back, depending on which way I'm jogging, right? So I don't like the sun directly overhead. I want it at an angle. Now, of course, it's always at an angle unless you live on the equator. It's always at some angle, but you can increase that angle by choosing the right time to go outside. You want some intensity of the photons, and you want it to hit you at a slight angle, but you don't want to go out so early in the morning that there's no sun, there's hardly any sun at all, or so late in the evening that there's hardly any sunlight left. So think of sunlight as a form of nutrition, light nutrition. It's really critical. And at the same time, impacts are a form of nutrition. And that's why walking or jogging or rebounding or anything that you can do that provides impacts on the bones and ligaments that's gentle, not rupturing ligaments or harming tissues, but gentle. That's why, you know, I've interviewed Pete Simonson before of the Juvent company. Juvent, they make the micro impact plates. Juvent.com, JUVENT.com. If you want to get their micro impact plates, you just stand on them. And they vibrate less than the height of a human hair. So, yeah, I mean, you can feel it, but it's not like rocking the boat. That provides micro impact stimulation to your bones, to your lymph, to your ligaments, all of that. And by the way, I think they even have a discount code Ranger there as well. I don't know. You can try it. Their plates are not inexpensive. I'll say that. You know, look, here's what's interesting about this, right? So sunlight's free. Infrared devices cost money. Jogging is free. Micro impact plates cost money. So in both these cases, there's a version you can buy that you can use indoors that's better than nothing for sure, but you can also replicate those same benefits by going outside and jogging or walking or running or rollerblading or whatever it is that you do. So the indoor technology is often about the convenience of it. Or maybe depending on where you live, or in the winter, you don't want to go outside. It's too cold. Maybe you live in, you know, Fargo or somewhere. You're like, I can barely go outside for 9 months. I get it. So that's where the infrared light machines come in really handy. Or the micro impact plates. Some people have limitations where they can't jog. I mean, I was one of those people. I couldn't jog for the duration that I wanted. I mean, I could jog for a few minutes, but I couldn't jog like I can now. So sometimes the micro impact plate is good for people who otherwise cannot exercise for a number of reasons. Could be injuries, could be a veteran that lost a limb, could be someone suffering from whatever, or recovering from surgery, or recovering from a stroke, or what have you. So all of these technologies have their place, infrared, micro impact plates, etc. And you can, if you're able to, you can get those same benefits for free by going outside and getting sunshine and walking around or swimming or whatever it is you do. Swimming doesn't give you the same impacts, of course, as walking, obviously. So walking or jogging or speed walking. There's a fun one. Have you seen the speed walkers? You know, they have speed walking competitions. And it's like a bunch of people that look like they want to run, but they're not allowed to. It's like, dude, you're speed walking. Why don't you just run? Oh, it's against the rules. Because that would be running. This is a speed walking competition. So we're just going to walk really, really fast and look like we want to run. So once you realize how important it is to have sunlight, it's not just for mitochondria. It's critical for neurology too, by the way. You realize that we live in a society that's light deprived. Light deprived. So for all the years that I've taught nutrition, one of the areas that I failed to teach enough that I'm now advocating is light nutrition. So of course, we need nutrition from, you know, fruits and vegetables and plants and so on, vitamin C, etc. Those are all really important. Can't live without vitamin C. You know, you'll die of scurvy if you try. But you also can't live without light. And light interacts with many nutrients, and there are certain nutrients that are photosensitive. And what's coming is a revolution in health where people become more aware of the specific nutrients that are photo, shall we say, photomultiplied, so that consuming certain nutrients and then going out in the sun actually activates those nutrients internally. And one of those nutrients is turmeric. So you notice that I consume turmeric every day in my smoothie. And turmeric has, of course, all kinds of extraordinary effects on the body all by itself. But did you know that if you consume turmeric and then you go outside and you get full spectrum sunlight, then the turmeric becomes photoactivated. As it's photoactivated, then its effects can go up many, many times internally. Now, there are other nutrients that are photoactivated. One of those is resveratrol. So resveratrol, which of course comes from, you know, wild grapes or grape skins. It's also, most of the resveratrol supplements are made from Japanese knotweed extracts, but resveratrol is naturally occurring in wild grapes. Well, again, consuming resveratrol is one thing, and it's very good for your heart, your cardiovascular system. I think resveratrol is one of the key nutrients to help people during the post-COVID sort of cardiovascular mystery fibroid clots or whatever. I think resveratrol is a key component to helping people protect themselves from some of that. But resveratrol is photoactivated. So if you're taking curcumin and you're taking resveratrol, and also quercetin is another one like this, if you're taking these and then you're living indoors all the time, you know, at your job, right? You could be indoors all day, at home, indoors all the time. If you're taking these nutrients and you're not getting outside, if you're not getting at least 15 minutes, let's say, of sunlight per day, then you're not getting the full benefits of many of these substances. So the whole awareness of nutrition is about to be revolutionized with this information. And it's information that I'll be teaching and sharing, which is about these interactions between light and nutrients. and how one without the other is not even half the picture. If you're getting one without the other, in other words, if you're getting light without good nutrition, you can be suffering a lot of damage from the chromosomal changes of, let's say, you know, a lot of excess UV light exposure without the nutritional defenses that your body needs to be healthy during light exposure. One of those nutrients is astaxanthin. So astaxanthin, which is a fat-soluble carotenoid from microalgae, is a sort of a natural, I don't know if you could call it a sunscreen, but it helps your skin block excessive ultraviolet radiation. And at the same time, astaxanthin has all kinds of other benefits that are just extraordinary for endurance and, you know, antioxidant and so on. So if you have light without nutrition, you're messing up. And if you have nutrition without light, you're missing out. So you need both. You need good nutrition and a healthy dose of full-spectrum natural sunlight on a regular basis. That combination is miraculous. And then, of course, you can add in other things that might be missing or that might be, you know, beyond nutrition. I would include peptides in that. You know, peptide therapy can go beyond normal nutrition. And they can actually send signals to your body to do things that it might otherwise not do, such as build blood supply to injured tissues, for example, or to rebuild ligaments, injured tissue, things like that, help repair scar tissue. Lots of cases like that. So having this knowledge that you are hearing right now, this holistic understanding of light and nutrition and peptides and also micro impacts or exercise and how that stimulates your bones, which your bones build your blood, etc. All of this has to be understood together in order to heal and to achieve your fitness goals, your health goals, etc. So if you have felt stuck, like I was stuck with some pretty severe martial arts injuries, if you have felt stuck in your life and you feel like, well, I've been eating healthy, I've been doing all these, I've been taking the supplements, you might be missing the component of light. Nutrition plus light can give you results that you otherwise would not experience without the light, even if the nutrition is high quality. So again, we are a light deficient society. We're also a mobility deficient society. People aren't getting the movement they're supposed to get, so they're not getting the lymph circulation. They're not getting the micro impacts. We spend too much time indoors. We spend too much time in front of screens, too much time with blue light in our eyes instead of sunlight around us. And as a result, we are dying as a civilization. I mean, not you and I, you know, we're thriving, we're healing, we're overcoming. But across the board, our civilization is becoming sicker and more actually degenerate, meaning degeneration. Fertility rates are plummeting. Cognitive function is just collapsing. You know, rates of cancer and obesity and diabetes are through the roof, and heart disease and so on. And if you think the answer is to go take jabs of mRNA, that's insane. Or if you think the answer is more prescription pharmaceuticals, that's insane. Although they may have their role in acute medicine, long-term, you will never be healthy relying on Western allopathic medicine. Never. You'll actually end up just dying from, you know, all their prescription drugs and all the toxic side effects and the processed food and, you know, chemotherapy and whatever. You'll end up dying from it. So don't go down that route. Stick with me on this far more fun adventure. Recognize the healing potential of nature, natural herbs, natural medicines, exercise, fitness, sunlight, even experimental things like peptides that are signals. And you too can be, you can maximize your health potential, which will help you explore and achieve your life goals. So whatever you're here for whatever reason God put you on this earth, you can achieve it much more easily if you're in good health. So happy to be with you on this journey.
Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.